I hate the way you cuff your denim, that they fall just above your boots. This kind of poetic lingering between aesthetic and function, which, of course, only you can pull off so goddamn perfectly. When you're with me, the denim falls slack onto your boots because they're always draped at your knees. You couldn't be bothered to take your pants all the way off. We're only fucking. Only fucking, you say. Sometimes it actually feels like love to me. Or lovemaking, at least. It feels as though when you're inside me and every inch of your cock stretches my cunt, like my physical composition is being changed. And I love the way I am when you're inside me. But it doesn't last. You pull out, come on me, and then zip your denim in one swift motion. You're as fucking cold as the kiss you leave on my cheek when you turn for the door. I lie there, still feeling the heat of your cum dissipating slowly. My mattress swallows me whole. I haven't even come. But I can't touch myself for a while again. I feel tainted, and I fucking hate it, and you, and her, because while my cunt juice still coats your head, your tongue is in her mouth. You're cooking for her, buying her dinner, holding her hand as you walk across the parade. You stop to move a strand of her hair from her cheek and kiss the spot it touched. After you've fucked her, you lie next to her, kissing her stomach, her ribs, in the hollow of her shoulder. You tell her how good it feels to be inside her, and how hard she makes you come. But you never actually come hard with her, do you? You never groan and grab the hollow space under her ribcage as you fuck yourself over her hot, pressuring body. You don't ask her to stick her tongue out while you stroke your load onto it and tell her that if she cares about you, she'll swallow. Do you ask her to spread her pussy lips while you stroke your cock so you can see all of her cunt as though you own it? Do you whisper, "I fucking own your cunt," while you're come inside her? Do you come inside her? I hate you. I hate you because I want you. I want you to be the woman whose hand you hold, who gets kisses after sex. The one you say, "I've got you, baby girl," too. You could have me if you wanted. Every inch of me could be yours. But you want her. Is she as tight as me? Does she make your cock throb when you enter her? Does she get as wet-eyed as I do? Silky, inviting for your cock? I don't think she does. And maybe that's the difference. She withholds. You think there's this great unknown with her. Something ethereal and enigmatic. Something that's just shown in bits and pieces the more you get to know her. I think it's the opposite. I think there's nothing more. And it's that nothing. That nothing that draws you in. Now you're stuck, and I'm your release. But I want to be more. I want to be yours. Not your release. I want to own your thoughts. When you lay in bed at night, I want to be the name you type in your phones the first thing in the morning. I want to be the thought that formulates. I want to be the thought that rises when your cock grows and your hand glides over your length when you fuck yourself in the shower. I want you to masturbate to me. Desperately, addictively, I want you to pursue me with all intensity you can muster and claim me. I'm yours, sir. Just have me. Won't you? Won't you? Perhaps you'll just trundle along with her. I hate your happiness if she's the cause. I hate myself for thinking that. I fucking hate myself for feeling the wetness between my legs as I think some of these thoughts. It happens often and I can't resist the gratification. Whether it's your cock sliding in and out of my dripping cunt as you fuck me so deeply, massage my balls with your cock, your thickness, it's just my entrance and I feel full. Most nights when you're not there, I replace you with my toy or my fingers. It's not enough, but I can feel you inside me. I fuck myself and moan your name. Your face appears when I close my eyelids, and I know you're closer than I think. And I feel better. I feel almost whole. Until I come. And I'm lonely and empty again. Why does it have to be you? Why does it have to be someone I fucking hate? I hate you. Why can't I mean that? I fucking hate myself. Why do I love you when all I want to do is hate you? I hate myself. I hate you. Fuck you.